This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, May 3rd, 2021. I'm Caleb Brown. What drives American opinions about immigration and immigrants? A new survey from the Cato Institute examines Americans' attitudes about the thorniest of thorny political subjects. Emily Eakins is Cato's director of polling. The results of the survey were released last week. Immigration as an issue has been with us for many, many years. People talk about the Reagan amnesty in the 1980s. And of course, the issue picked back up sort of in 2006 through 2008 during the latter years of George W. Bush's presidency. And since then, it just seems to have just overtaken a whole lot of other issues in public policy. So after the Trump years where immigration was restricting immigration was a centerpiece, what was the goal with this survey?
So with this survey, it's a nationally representative survey of 2,600 Americans. We wanted to understand not just the what, you know, what people think about immigration, but the why. You know, what explains why people think what they do. And one of the reasons why this was a really intensive, you know, deep project is that people are rather reluctant to talk about this issue. Surveys show that Americans have very warm feelings about immigration. 91% of Americans welcome immigration to the U.S. and think it's been, has many benefits. But at the same time, if you look at how many Americans want to support more or increased immigration above what our current levels are, it's only about a third. Now, that's risen a lot. That's tripled since where it was like in the 1990s. But again, it's only a third. And economists, people who study this issue, find tremendous benefits from immigration. And so there's a lot of questions about, given those benefits, why isn't there greater support for more immigration? So this report tried to take a deep dive to understand why people think what they do about this very important and sometimes contentious topic.
For what purposes do Americans think immigration is acceptable?
Well, I don't think that there's much controversy about the benefits that immigrants receive from immigration. Most Americans believe that immigrants come here to find jobs and improve their lives. 72% of Americans feel that way. Only 27% felt like the main reason immigrants came here was for, to obtain government services. And so by and large, people understand that immigrants are coming here to improve their lives. And we asked immigrants themselves, what were the reasons that they or their parents, if they're a second generation immigrant, why they came? 53% said for jobs and economic opportunity. 46% said to flee persecution. And a third had also said that freedom, coming for freedom, was another important reason that they came. I think only 8% said the reason they were coming was to access government services and welfare benefits. So, I think Americans and immigrants agree that the reason for immigration is to improve people's lives.
So for the people who are supportive of more immigration, which you said was about a third, mm-hmm. but not and far and above more than what it has been in previous decades. But for the people who are supportive of more immigration, why do they feel that way?
Well, so we asked them. We actually asked people to use their own words to tell us. And what people will point out are the things that economists tell us, that it's good for the economy, that it's good for immigrants themselves. And also people love the kind of the richness of the diversity and the new cultures, the new cuisines and foods. And that's something that actually most Americans agree about. We found that a majority of Americans think that immigration promotes economic growth over time, that it enriches American culture and values and brings delicious new foods, and many people appreciate kind of the new ideas and the diverse viewpoints that kind of come with immigration. So those aren't the controversial parts. People actually agree a lot on a lot of the benefits of immigration.
So where are the disagreements among the people who are supportive of immigration, people who feel that it's about right, whatever that is right now, and people who want to restrict immigration further?
So we found kind of five general buckets of concerns that people had. Not majorities necessarily, but that different people had different concerns. One is economic. that there is a widespread view that immigration puts demands on government social services. So, for instance, we found a majority, about 54% of Americans, believe that half or more than half of immigrant households, and that includes American-born dependent children, receive some form of means-tested welfare benefits. And so people start to feel like if you have too much immigration, it could put too much strain on government services. So that's one aspect, the kind of the economic side. So also there are some cultural concerns. And it's kind of, when you think about it, a fairly predictable situation. It's understandable. First, think about people who move to the United States for the first time. Of course, they're not going to lose all their attachments to where they came from before. We're human. We form attachments to the places we were born, where our families are from. It's totally normal. When immigrants come to the U.S., they are very patriotic. Overwhelmingly, a majority of immigrants are patriotic. They're more patriotic than liberals, but they are less patriotic compared to conservatives. So there is a difference there. So people who are really, really patriotic, like, you know, conservatives in particular, that's going to create a conflict, those differences in attachment to the United States. What we also found in our data is that for many Americans, there's this really strong desire for immigrants when they come to the country to be to not have any other attachments besides the United States. And that's kind of an unrealistic expectation given how we as humans form attachments. So we find in our sample, immigrants were very patriotic, but they also had attachments to other places. And for some Americans, that really seems to bother them for some reason. And another aspect of this is that people have different ideas and preferences about what kind of culture and kind of essential culture they want to have in the country. So, for instance, we had a question on there that said, would you rather the United States have an essential culture that most people share that immigrants take on when they arrive, or have lots of different cultures that can change over time as new people arrive? And we found by 60-40, most people prefer there to be kind of an essential American culture. And then we asked them what they perceive is actually happening. And people were divided 50-50. 50% thought that immigrants who had arrived in the past 20 years had adopted an essential American culture. And the other half felt like they had retained the cultures and the, you know, kind of attachments of the places they came before. For those who want this essential American culture, it's going to create kind of these natural conflicts. For those who kind of like to have lots of different cultures and like lots of change, you know, immigration isn't going to present the same conflict to them. It's different in terms of the preferences, and it's different in terms of the outcomes. And that we found another aspect of this that I think is something that I've never seen any other survey researchers look at before, but I think is really interesting. We asked people about the neighborhoods that they live in and how much they care about having neighbors that are similar to themselves. And we asked about several different dimensions. So we asked people, how important is it to you that your neighbors are similar to you in terms of, you know, speak the same language as you, celebrate the same holidays as you, share your values and sentiments, your customs and habits, your political values. And we even asked about religious values and race and ethnicity. Now, race and religion were a lot less important to people. But as you go from those who want a lot more immigration to the people who want a lot less, the people who want to restrict immigration care a lot more about having neighbors who share their language, celebrate their holidays, share their values and sentiments, and their customs and habits. And so that creates this other issue where, you know, if that's your preference, this is going to create some conflict at first. Over time, it goes away. But if you're someone that really likes to have lots of difference and variety, then, you know, this isn't going to be a conflict for you. And so these different preferences also create issues that I think that people are often afraid to talk about. They're a little bit reluctant to talk about. But at the end of the day, it's affecting how they're voting. And so it's useful for researchers to understand, you know, how people are thinking about these issues as they're crafting public policy.
One of the things that you note in this survey, and this is one of the things that I find most interesting, you note that 50% of those surveyed think immigration advantages the Democratic Party in elections. 7% think that it advantages Republicans. We can ask, I guess, demographers how true that might be, but why do you think people feel that way?
Right. Well, so this comes up. This actually dovetails onto a third explanation, I think, that explains why some people are a little bit more reluctant about immigration. And this really only applies to Republicans, that many people think that immigration advantages the Democratic Party in elections, but few think it advantages the Republican Party. Well, if you look at our data, it is true that immigrants are more likely to identify as Democrats than Republicans, at least in the first generation. By the second generation, they're a little bit more Republican. By the third generation, a little bit more Republican, and so forth. And so I think that that's why. And there's certainly a conversation that can be had about what came first. Did Republican rhetoric and policy turn immigrants toward the Democratic Party, or were immigrants naturally more going to gravitate to the Democratic Party in the first place? So that's another conversation we can have. But we found a really interesting finding in the data that I think is worth talking about. We wanted to know how people felt about immigrants if they thought of them in a politicized setting. So we asked people on a scale of 0 to 100, 0 being unfavorable, 100 being very favorable, how do you feel about immigrants who registered to vote as Republicans? Or, we asked again, immigrants who registered to vote as Democrats. And sure enough, we find that a majority, 58% of strong liberals, have unfavorable views of immigrants who registered to vote as Republicans. And we find even more, 72% of strong conservatives have unfavorable views of immigrants who registered to vote as Democrats. So I think that that most certainly plays a contributory role here, where if people feel that immigration has become politicized, that it's advantaging your political opponents, that's just going to add fuel to the fire. And we certainly have some other data in the survey that was interesting about where Democrats and Republicans used to not be that different on immigration. Democrats were always, you know, a bit more supportive than Republicans over the past couple of decades. But right around 2008, 2010, Democratic support for more immigration rose a lot, from like 20% to about almost half, almost 50%. Over the past, you know, 10 years or so. And, you know, people have asked, well, what's going on? Why is that? Well, there's a couple of explanations. One could be a reaction to how conservatives, you know, what happened in 2006 with policy aimed at kind of restricting immigration. But it also could be the case that 2008, 2010, 2012, Democrats, you discovered that Obama put together this winning coalition by attracting many citizen immigrants, many Latino and Asian Americans who are more connected to the immigrant background, you know, either themselves or through their parents. And so I think a lot of Democrats came to realize, hey, immigration is, you know, not only is it great for the country, but it's good for the party too. Republicans respond to that. They obviously are not so pleased. And then Trump comes along, right? And he has lots of negative things to say about certain aspects of immigration. And so Republican support, it was already low, but kind of dipped down a little bit since 2012. So the more the immigration gets politicized, the harder it gets for policymakers to be making decisions about immigration in terms of what's best for the country overall.
How do Americans think immigration ought to be reformed?
Well, let me first talk about some reforms we found about regarding illegal immigration. So oftentimes people will say, and we got it in our survey too, that people said, I am in support of immigration. I just want legal immigration. I don't want illegal immigration. You know, fair enough. So we asked people, what did they think was a better approach to illegal immigration? Would it be better to kind of simplify the legal immigration process, make that process easier, or would they rather increase border security and build a wall? We found that most people, 56%, say it would be better to just simplify the legal immigration process as a way to deal with illegal immigration. However, you know, the other half wanted to increase border security and build a wall. And we found two things that I think are really notable there. people who feel that the government has a moderate amount of control over who comes into the country or not, they were the most likely to say, let's simplify immigration. That's the way to deal with, or let's simplify the legal immigration process as a way to deal with illegal immigration. However, those who said, I don't think government has any control or has very little control over who's coming in into our country, for them, they wanted to build a wall and have more border security. And I realized, I think that it tells us a little bit about kind of the reasons for that some people support building a border wall, is it's a lack of confidence in the government to handle and deal with immigration. And people are, many people were just, we saw this in our survey data, very frustrated. They felt like that the immigration laws that we have on the books were not being enforced because either government isn't capable or didn't care. So they're like, just build a wall. So I think that tells us a lot about what was the purpose of the wall. The other aspect that I found from this data was that there really are disagreements about eligibility. We ask people why people come to the country or stay in the country illegally. And there's, you know, a big divide. Most people think it's because the legal process to enter is too difficult. But for conservatives, they were more likely to say that it was about disrespecting immigration law or not being eligible. And so I think that we really do have a debate here that isn't being articulated very clearly, but people disagree about who should be eligible to come in. People have differences of opinion about how many people should come in each year, right? So that's about eligibility. And they feel like people who came in, irrespective of that, disregarded those caps, whatever they are. And then the second being, you know, high-skilled, low-skilled, were they going to require government assistance, or their children require government assistance when they enter, that kind of thing? Those are questions that I think kind of inform this debate. And so that explains why some people get so angry about illegal immigration. But overall, I think that there is a lot more support that the way you handle it is to make it easier to come here the legal way. And that's what we found in our survey.
Emily Eakins directs polling at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast anywhere you please and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.